And welcome back again to a continuing discussion on Merry Christmas, Texas. It's found at MerryChristmasTexas.com. It's put together by our good friend Jonathan Sines, our guest. He can be found at txvalues.org. What can kids do at school? What can teachers do? What can the administration do? Can they pin a Christmas tree on their lapel? Can they say Merry Christmas? Can they pass out candy canes with a Christmas message? Jonathan Sines is going to give us all the ins and outs. Jonathan, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
On your one-page printout, Merry Christmas, Texas, found at MerryChristmasTexas.com, it has several bullet points. Just go through them. Can a school acknowledge Christmas?
That's right, and it's a very short answer. I mean, the House Bill 308 guarantees the freedom of acknowledging Christmas for teachers and students in our public schools without the fear of censorship, persecution, or litigation. And so you think about during this time of year, you'll have students that'll be reading books. There'll be issues that'll come up in certain classes about this time of year. And a lot of times teachers are afraid to talk about it and talk about the history of Christmas in our own country. And so we know there have been court cases on this issue where the courts have talked about Christmas being a federal holiday and it having such cultural traditions and history to it that it's certainly fine for them to discuss this and discuss its historical relevance. And so we're hoping that schools will see that and not overreact and act like they can't even mention the word Christmas, which is what we hear a lot of. The other thing that we've got on the website is whether or not the teachers or students will be punished for talking about Christmas. And so the bill does not force school districts to talk about Christmas or do anything in particular, but if they decide to, the school district does not then have to feel like they've got to shut them down. You know, if they've got trees that they put up during the year and they want to call them Christmas trees, they're allowed to do that. And a part of this bill came from Representative Dwayne Bohack's son, said to him that the trees at their school were only allowed to be called holiday trees, when we all know that those are Christmas trees. And it does pertain to a particular holiday, and it's a federal holiday, and that's Christmas, so why not just call it a Christmas tree? And I've even talked to people who've expressed concern of whether or not they can even greet each other with the words Merry Christmas. And so this law makes it very clear that that is fine. And so, but I think it's good for people to recognize it's not the government forcing anyone to do anything, but if the individual students and the school or the teachers, they decide to put something together to discuss this issue, they shouldn't be in any type of trouble for doing that.
Okay, now, Jonathan, you're an attorney. Nothing that I'm going to say now or any during this interview should be construed as legal advice, but can you answer some simple yes or no questions for me?
Sure.
If a teacher says, bring in one of your favorite books and you can read it during reading time, or can a student bring a book about Christmas and read it during his quiet time or reading time at school? Yes or no?
Yes.
If a teacher says, draw something about the holidays, or draw something just open-ended, it's art time, draw us a picture. Can a student draw a picture of the manger?
Yes.
Can a student draw a picture about Jesus Christ?
Yes.
If a teacher says, come and tell about something in the past that you remember about the holidays, if a student gets up and talks about going to a candlelight service, can they do that?
Yes, they can.
If the choir teacher, the music teacher, wants to sing Away in the Manger, is that allowed?
Well, this bill does not address that issue specifically, but our experience has been that if the choir is singing different songs, they should not prevent songs just because they have a religious nature. So if they're talking about holidays and singing other songs of other particular holidays, and they choose to incorporate also a song that touches on Christmas or religious aspects, they shouldn't be singled out just for that.
So really, if anybody has any questions, they can just reach you at Texas Values at txvalues.org.
That's right.
Friends, and it's probably F-R-E-E, and at Christmas time, we need everything free we can get, don't we, Jonathan?
It certainly helps.
If you have a question, send him a question at txvalues.org. For the one-page printout, visit MerryChristmasTexas.com. You can, your kids can, teachers and administrators can say Merry Christmas in Texas this year. Jonathan, thanks for being such a great guest.
Always a pleasure.